This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Michael Vlahos. Michael at Johns Hopkins, but now we turn into our happy roles in Londinium in 90 AD. Michael is Germanicus and I am Caius. We are philosophizing about the loss of the Republic, the rise of the Empire. It is 90 AD. Domitian is the semi-divine emperor that we do not speak of, whom we do not speak of because politics. We live in Londinium, a frontier town at the edge of the Roman Empire. The Roman army is here to secure what could be very dangerous. It's just 30 years since Boudicca came through and burned down Londinium. There's the layer of ash that you build upon. However, not since then. Many of the Roman tribes have made allies in some fashion with the Roman army. So it is not a hostile environment. However, that allows us to philosophize about the strength of the empire in toto, chiefly on the basis of these new cults in town, Mithra from the east, Isis from Egypt, and Christianity from Eastern Mediterranean, the east. These are competitive cults that I, Caius, worry about. Germanicus doesn't worry because he describes them to me. I worry because what's wrong with Roman patriotism? What's wrong with the might of Rome? Why the complaint? Germanicus, a very good evening to you. I note that the cults celebrate some other life. For example, the Christians believe there is paradise beyond this life, beyond mortality. There is something to live for that is beyond life. That eventually, as you and I know in the time machine, will turn into the millenarianism of the 1000 AD. And here in the 21st century, assuming my role of John, it could turn into something similar to what you describe as the Church of Woke's understanding of the future, the utopian future we're working toward. Hence censorship, hence cancel culture, hence thou shalt not. Hence a lot of the recommendations of the present government in Washington, chiefly to do with climate change. So the question to you, Germanicus, is climate change in our lives in the 21st century descriptive of what we're experiencing in these cults here in Londinium in 90 AD? They are turning away from the might of Rome for some other revelation. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Caius. The question you ask is critical to a period of change in a larger culture area or larger kind of global system where you have a legacy of universalistic values, and that, of course, would be the Pax Romana in the time that we're living, but in the future, the Pax Americana, which implies a system of beliefs, values, moral codes, and all the rest. And when that system that was once triumphant and that everyone once, you know, yearned to join, when that system begins to stop growing or to lose its vitality and becomes segmented and exclusionary and favors one group over another, the capacity of the universalistic doctrine and its vision to bring people, all people, under its cloak and within its embrace, then things begin to straighten, and you get alternative visions that people can reach out to, and those are visions that specifically address their needs. And one of the limitations of Rome, of course, was the fact that it had limited citizenship, and that created literally a world of haves and have-nots. That was, of course, the Hellenistic world all over, in the sense that the tiny Greek elites, archontes, ran these cities throughout the Middle East, and Greek was the kina, as it was called, the coin language, but it really excluded most people, and so the appeal of Hellenism and what we call today paganism could never really take root. And one of the things that Christianity, Mithraism, especially offered was a vision of transcendence for people who otherwise had relatively miserable and very short lives. If you look at all of the wax and caustic portraits on sarcophagi that have survived beautifully because of the Egyptian climate, and you see all of these beautiful people rendered vividly as though they were almost alive. And they're all young people. They're all people in their 20s and 30s or younger, and rarely older people. And the one problem that they all had was a desire to have a sense not just of belonging in their community, but a sense of transcendence in life. And the Greco-Roman pantheon did not really offer that. And also, one of the things that Rome was very severe about was social status and place in the society. And so with a world of about 30% or to 35% of whom were slaves, they weren't even people. People who were slaves had one name, like the famous Gershon in I, Claudius, whereas Romans had three names. Roman citizens had three names, Gnaeus, Calpurnius, Piso, for example. And as a result, the starkness of people being separated into real people and then inferior people was everywhere. And one of the things that Christianity and Mithraism offered was a sense of everyone being equal in the eyes of God, and everyone having the same value in the eyes of Christ. And this was a tremendous transformative wave that became unstoppable. Mithraism did much the same in terms of creating a transcendence path, one that particularly fit the needs of soldiers. And there was, we think, a large amount of ritual cross-fertilization, cross-pollination between the two. Isis was very different, not only from Egypt. It had a more aristocratic provenance and was a true mystery cult and appealed to rich Roman women and that sort of thing. So it was a different kind of phenomenon.
I want to press you, though, at this point, Germanicus. We will continue mm-hmm. this conversation. Climate change serves all of those purposes. It is transcendent, and it is universal in that everyone experiences climate at the same time. And yet it clearly is a disciplinary tradition, not unlike Christianity became in the Middle Ages. Rome...
Yes.
Rome did not offer a similar discipline other than patriotism, loyalty to Rome, a sense of a place and circumstance. And the exchange was you get security and prosperity. We get obedience and patriotism.
We just have
a minute here. Has that broken down to where we are? Have we broken down that bargain?
I mean, Rome's vision that made it compelling was a community vision within the Roman city-state. And that engaged everyone together, and it offered a sense of deep belonging and had a kind of ancestor worship, which people always find compelling. But as Rome became an empire, that was all slowly lost, ebbed away. And the important thing about Christianity is that it fit the needs of
right.
real people.
Right.
The problem with the Church of Woke is that it does not fit the needs of regular people. It fits the needs of an elite. It's an elite-based religion. And I would look more to ISIS than I would to Mithras.
But Michael, it started with the Roman matrons, yes. It started with the elite, and then it developed over the course of these next 2,000 years. Caius and Germanicus in Londinium philosophizing. We will continue. But right now, at the end of the first century AD, there are striking similarities with the beginning of the second millennium AD. Striking. This is John Batzer, CBSi on the World.